Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with these sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Court, associate and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse. Today, the message is a little bit different. When I was preparing to channel the message for you, only a prayer came. May you be free to create. And I was like, okay, we can play with that. And I started creating some sounds, some harmonies with it. And then when I had that ready, the rest of the message came. So what you're going to hear is pretty much a song that came channeled. And I can't wait for you to hear and sing, may you be free to create. And you can sing, may I be free to create. And my guest Adelina East is an international lecturer, educator, mental health expert, and healer. She helps her clients recover from trauma and bring forth inner guidance. And she's also a channeler. And while we were channeling, the Pleiadians delivered some information about my past lives. And it was really special for me, so I hope this serves you in any way as well. Adelina is the founder of Transformational Healing, where she draws upon her neuroscience and counseling backgrounds, as well as her spiritual gifts to lead others through a spirit-driven process to retrain their brains and reawaken their bodies, creating profound change. So hum along, sound your soul, and welcome your innate wisdom to heal and create. Enjoy the experience.
May you be free to create.
Free to create.
May you be free to create.
Free to create.
The unknown is known to you. You are the visionaries like you, who never fit and never will, time to come true. A visionary like you, who never fit and never will, time to come true.
As always, your music makes me cry. It was super beautiful. Thank you. What a great intro.
I always feel that these messages come with something of the energy of each person that I'm going to talk with. And of course, you're a visionary. So
thank you.
It would be related to you.
Thank you. I actually just finished channeling something about, actually I've channeled a lot of things lately about feeling othered and feeling like you don't fit in and about that being okay. So that's definitely hanging out in my ethers. Thanks for picking up on it.
Yeah.
Dearest one, you have been gifted with this beautiful voice to raise consciousness, to bring comfort, to bring joy. Your beautiful voice has traveled through many lifetimes to be here. And we would like to share a bit with you so that you will know why your voice is so resonant with people. In one of your former lives, you sang for hundreds of thousands. Singing was your profession, and you were always able to use your voice to bring entertainment and joy to others. And this was a very happy lifetime for you, full of love. For you had a wonderful partner throughout this lifetime who was very supportive of your dreams. And this partner exists now with you as well. You likely already know who this person is, though it may not be a partnership in the same way. You've reincarnated during this time so that your beautiful voice, this voice of the angels, can bring comfort to those who need it during this period of transition, as Mother Gaia's grid lines continue to shift in the earth. Please use your voice, dear one, continue to use your voice, for it was given to you for your purpose. Many blessings to you.
Ooh.
time to remove the tightness in your smile. This is a time to open wide, spread your wings and fly. This is a time to use your voice, remove the tightness of your throat and voice out loud.
Our dearest one, as you continue to use your voice, we can see that your eyes are wide open and have been for many years. The part of using your voice that is so uniquely tied to your purpose is in assisting others in opening their eyes. For blindness is a part of an overwhelming process on your planet at the moment, inability to see clearly through the structures, through the different environments that hold the human collective back from a massive eye-opening experience. These things can be penetrated with sound. These things can be penetrated with the voice. These things can be penetrated through the vibrations of your voice and of the voices of the others in the human collective. For this is the time, dear one, this is the time.
Circles, circles. Circles, circling in you. You won't fit, but who says you have to? Circles, circles, circling in you. You won't fit, but who says you have to? Be free and bold and wide and gold, you're all that is to be. Your path is strong, your voice has power of a thousand ships and suns.
As this human collective continues to raise their vibration, continues to ask for change, continues to activate their nervous systems, to some who are not yet involved in these processes, it may appear a form of circling, of repeating cycles. But what we wish to bring through to those who may have this belief is that each time you go through the rotation of the circle, something new is healed. Yes, there are certain repeating timelines occurring on your planet right now. But this is also for a reason and for a higher purpose. Each time you make your way around the circle again, a new level of our collective consciousness is healed. We are raised to new heights. And the human collective that has been trying so fervently to break free of these bounds is able to raise its vibration once again. And with each tracing of that circle, the vibration becomes higher and higher. For all things are energy. You too, dear one, are energy. And as our energy and our frequency increases, of course, so does yours.
Talk to the ones that can feel your beat. You can't live behind. Talk to the ones who can feel your beat. You won't leave behind. Empaths feel it all, bring it all to transmute, to transcend with your gifts. Open your eyes wide. Open your eyes to see. You're circling your circle, but you're not in vain. You're going up, you're moving high. You are about to reach the sky. You're moving up, you go high. You will reach the sky.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I couldn't help but asking Adelina what this was about, if it was about my past lives. And she channeled a little bit more. And I want to let you know that a lot of what's coming now, it's about my past lives. And because we're all one, the things that are for one sometimes support others as well. But feel free to fast forward to the minute 33-ish. To hear more about Adelina's work and her amazing channeled course, Heroic Embodiment.
I need to ask, that part about many lifetimes was for me?
Yeah. They were bringing through so much. Do you want to hear more about your other lifetimes too while we're on the show? Is that okay? It's your show.
It's okay. I'm curious. I was like, yeah, I feel that, but
okay.
So happy to
hear. Just so you're aware, I've found that when I'm working with the Pleiadians, which is all you, by the way, they tend to bring through like one really happy and wonderful lifetime, and then they tend to bring through one really sad lifetime. And from the sad one, you glean a message, and they walk you through a healing process. I'm super not in charge of that. So once we dive into your past lives, that's probably what's going to happen. Is that okay with you? Okay. Our dearest one, we are the Pleiadians, and we're so very pleased to be with you today. We're working with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akash. And the Akashic masters, teachers, and loved ones filter their energy through us very often, it seems, during this time on your planet, because of the massive waves of change that are taking place. We are often able to filter the messages in such a way that they are more impactful for the human collective. And this is what we will bring today. And you've asked about your other lifetimes, using your voice. And we say using your voice because it has not always been a linear line of you being a singer that brought you to also be a singer in this lifetime. And we would like to give you some examples of this. So one of the lifetimes that we already touched upon was by far your most joyous lifetime. And it appears that you lived in Northern Europe during this lifetime. And there were many gatherings. People would come together in their homes. And you started out singing for people in this way. It was a time in history when it was not possible to gather in places such as bars and restaurants and clubs. In fact, many parts of this particular time period are very much reflected in what is happening on your planet right now. And we are referring back to the Spanish flu outbreak period of time. And so during this season, you had unfortunately contracted the Spanish flu very early in the process, and your body had fought very diligently to fight it off. And because you were also a vibrational artist in this lifetime, you knew about the natural healing ways of your body. And you spent a great deal of time on this, and you did heal completely. Your voice was actually completely unaffected by this. And so, after discussing it with certain professionals in the medical part of society, you realize that you were protected and safe should you want to go and gather with others and bring them joy and comfort with your voice. And so this is what you did. You spent time in numerous people's homes. You used your voice not only to heal people, but also as a form of entertainment. And we bring this to light because this is an important lesson to bring forward into this time period where you now exist. As you know, we do not see linear time in the way that you do, but we understand that for the human collective, time periods do exist and are important. One of the major lessons of this lifetime was your ability to know how to couch your healing messages and the healing tones of your voice in entertainment in order to reach more people. There are many parallels between this period of time and your current, and one of the most apparent to us is that there are those who completely understand what it is that you are doing. And they're able to see clearly that you are bringing healing with your voice, and that is your intention. But for some, this can be rather intimidating. And so for this reason, during this lifetime, you found ways to couch your healing voice in entertainment. You found ways to make your healing voice so appealing to the masses that they could not resist. And we do see you going through this process again in this current lifetime. It was a lesson that you learned well in this previous lifetime, and we do not wish for you to think that it is happening again in this lifetime, because it is another lesson that you must learn. But it is, as we discussed at the beginning of this conversation with the circles, each time you go around the tracing of the circle, you heal on another level. And this is not only true for you, but this is true for everyone. So as you heal on another level, going through the circle again, so do others. You bring new healing to others as well. It is not aimless. It is not directionless. It is very driven and pointed. And we do so appreciate this gift of yours. In terms of your partnership in this lifetime, this person also understood your ability to reach the masses. And this person was absolutely your partner in love and in life, and in helping to promote you to those who might not have heard of you through the spiritual circles of this time period. This was an incredible joy for you to both be in love and to be with someone who so deeply understood your mission. We do not wish to speak more of this lifetime, for it was quite joyful and you learned many lessons well and moved forward upon your path with ease and grace. The other lifetime in which you used your voice, we would like to speak of, though it is a bit darker than the first. This lifetime dates very far back. They're showing me about 500 or 600 AD. In this lifetime, you reincarnated as a man, for you knew that reincarnating as a woman would prove difficult during this time period, as it is during all time periods, but especially this one. For women were not afforded certain rights that you knew coming into this incarnation and into this mission would be detrimental for you. In this incarnation, you spent a great deal of time traveling the world. You did most of this travel on foot. There was no great love of this lifetime, for that was not your mission in this lifetime either. You had a great many friends everywhere you went, and your soul felt so deeply connected to all of these people at all times that you actually did not experience much loneliness, despite the fact that you were traveling through most of your life. As a child, you had begun singing in spiritual services, and your father noticed a very resonant quality to your voice, the same quality that you still have today. Something that penetrated into the souls of people. And the focus in this lifetime was not so much on singing for healing, but it was more focused on singing for the joy of God. As you continued to sing in these spiritual services growing up, when you came of age, another person from the community came to your parents' house and spoke to them about the possibility of you joining a beautiful group of singers that traveled the world, singing about God and spirituality and grace. And your parents decided to discuss this with you. Despite the fact that during this time, children did not often have a say in their futures, your parents were very good people and knew that this was a large undertaking and wanted to make sure that you were prepared and that you were excited for it. And throughout this time, you did travel the world. You traveled more than most could in these days. And though you did not experience loneliness, you also did not experience love of a partner or a romance. And this was always a very delicate subject for you. One of the great sadnesses of this lifetime was that you did not experience this type of romantic relationship. And the other great sadness was that your voice went through many changes during this time period. When you were still of a very young age, your voice stopped working. Despite all medical interventions, all raising of vibrations, and all of the various healing modalities that you had access to at the time, your voice never fully returned. You went hoarse for about 2 years. And at the close of that 2-year cycle, you were able to talk again. But when you would sing, it was no longer melodious to the ears. And this was your great and deepest sadness of this lifetime. You knew you had been so fortunate to travel the world to make all of these friends in different places, but you were unsure of what to do with the rest of your life in this lifetime. And the lesson that we would like to bring through for you from this lifetime is that, yes, your beautiful voice has a vibration in it that is very healing and uplifting to others. But just the very person that you are is able to do the same thing without your voice. And we understand this is a very foreign concept to most of the human collective, but it is actually about the vibration that you as a human being emanate out into the world. And yes, you have a beautiful voice in this lifetime. And of course, we do not see any foreshadowing of you losing this voice. It is a major part of your mission. But we want you to understand that your very vibration as a human is the healing for others. It is the comfort and joy for others. It is not always a performance. There doesn't always need to be some type of plan or schedule. It can be just you living your very best day and emanating that vibration out to others. For you, dear one, are the healing. You are the comfort. You are the joy. And as you continue through life in this particular incarnation, we encourage you to remember that it is not always about your beautiful voice, though it is very lovely to listen to, and of course brings great healing to people. It is also about you. You as a human being. Exactly how you are and how you feel today. You are a very impressive soul. And we are so very grateful to have had this time with you. Please, dear one, continue to use your beautiful voice, your beautiful aura, and your beautiful self to make change in the world. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. Now you bring me to tears. Are they good? Thank you so much.
Of course. I thank the guides. Yeah. I'm just very open.
Thank you. So I have to ask you, of course, this is part of what you do, and
yes,
everyone can listen to it. Tell me a little bit more of how you make this change to your clients.
So when I start working with a new client, I first ask them what brought them to me. So usually they'll have heard about me through a friend or a family member, or maybe they've found me on social media. And there's usually something really specific that they want to work on. And this can be anything from life purpose to partnership to how do I get through the rest of quarantine? These kinds of questions. And what I've always found is that the thing that they come to work with me on specifically is the tip of the iceberg. So yes, we will certainly deal with that thing, but I've found that it's always rooted much deeper. And because I was a therapist for so many years, I learned about human behavior and what brings us to a point where we're ready to ask for help. And so it's usually some point of crisis when we're ready to ask for help. And so, of course, we want to deal with the crisis point first. However, the guides are always bringing me different information. And because I also am a neuroscience researcher, they bring me different procedures and processes for people to use in order to promote their healing and to keep the healing going after our session. And so the beautiful thing about channeling the guides for you today is that they actually didn't bring through any channeled tones, which is very unusual. So usually they will bring through messages for that person, maybe some past life information, maybe not. If the person asks specifically for it, then yes, always past life information. And then they usually bring through a transformational healing process, whereby we rewrite something that has been catastrophic in that person's life. And with that rewriting, it actually changes the neuronal pathways in their brain. As that happens, the guides start channeling through tones to me, and I hum the tones for each person. And they're different every time. They're different for everything that we ever work on. And it's very deep vibrational healing coupled with neuroscience-backed brain healing all at the same time. It's so much fun.
Yeah, you combine so much of both the science, the sound, and just the channeling and the knowledge that you have about people. So it is fascinating how you can create transformation in a much deeper level. And I know that you mentioned that often your clients come with a crisis, but after that's cured, they expand to what it's truly possible for them.
Exactly. They expand much further because when we're in a crisis point, our entire nervous system is basically up in flames. So we have this fight or flight response, which I know you're familiar with from Kundalini Yoga, where when you're in fight or flight, your heart's beating fast, you're heavy breathing, you may have sweaty palms, sweaty feet, and your digestion stops. There's no healing hormones being secreted, really. And so we need to first get out of that space before we can start the deeper levels of healing. And I fully believe, and this is something I've experienced in my own life too, that points of crisis are there for a reason to force us to grow. There's just no other reason for them at all. There's no one out there who wants to torture us. I believe God is a very benevolent being. It's purely just a point that forces us to move forward and to grow and change. And once we handle enough of our crisis points, and some of us have more than others, I can speak for myself, I had 50 million. Once we handle our crisis points, once we handle our crisis points, then spirit is able to come in more freely, and we're able to really expand our spiritual gifts, whatever they may be. And I truly believe everyone has unique, very individualized gifts. And so once we get to that point where people are able to really tap into their gifts, I like to mentor them, if at all possible, so that I can teach certain things I learned from my grandmother, who's a third generation Native American healer, and, you know, really hear from the guides about their life purpose, what they're here to do, what is their mission, and help them to really make that into a reality. That's the most fun thing.
That's amazing. I didn't know that about your grandmother.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's such a great lady.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I know you have a new course coming up. Do you want to talk a little bit about Aryic embodiment?
Yes. So I can't speak for anyone else, but this has been a wild year for me. And I think, you know, we talk a lot about this in our yogic practice, the end of the Piscean Age, which was just completely dominated by hierarchy and patriarchy, to be very frank. And there's been activism for hundreds of thousands of years, of course, but we really have reached another peak in this past year. And I fully believe that this new age of Aquarius that we're stepping into here in 2021 is going to be about the evening out of these hierarchical structures and end of patriarchy. And so as all of this has been dying down, there have been so many things this past year and in the years previous where we let go of our heroes, right? So, you know, this health situation started and people are looking to the government to fix it and to do something. And that's obviously not really working. And people are looking to the medical system to help them. And that's been under such incredible stress for so long. And most people, at least in this country and in a lot of Europe, can't pay privately for that kind of assistance. And to be quite frank, it's not working that well anyway. We need more vibrational healing methods coming in. And so with the fall of all of these heroes, and also, by the way, you know, certain spiritual heroes have also fallen this past year and in the previous years since. And I think in this time where it's so you directed, it's time for us to step into our own light and to be our own and be our own healers, be our own channels. It's really important that we also become our own heroes. Yeah. It's important to have someone to look up to have a person that you can sort of look to and say, okay, they know more than me about this and they've got this. And so let me go to them for guidance. But what we sometimes forget is that we can be that for ourselves. We can do that for ourselves too. And so this course weaves in a lot of divine feminine energy. It's going to be led by Kuan Yin and the Pleiadians, and also Archangel Michael as our great healer, as always. And in this course, there will be 5 live channeled sessions. That's how I like to do courses. I like 5 for some reason. It's just sort of my number.
It's a year of 5, so it's very aligned. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it will be 5 live channeled transmissions, Monday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we start on Monday, January 25th. And the pre-sale is happening now, so everything's 50% off. But part of the important thing about doing this course right now is giving people the freedom and the space and the time, like very concerted time every week, to think about how they are their own hero, how those qualities they've looked to in others are actually within them the whole time. And so if people aren't able to make the live channeled sessions, they can always catch a replay. Everything is always available on my website, which is great. But I always recommend the live channeled sessions because there's so much group energy there. I've found that things get even more deeply ensconced in our subconscious minds.
I feel the same thing. The group energy is really where all antennas amplify each other. It's special.
Yeah, I agree.
And I agree with you with the Age of Pisces. I feel that you mentioned savior, but it's also the end of sacrifice. So many people feel like they need to be busy in order to have success and to sacrifice something in order to get something else. And we're moving past that as well. And
I think we are too, but I think that's going to be the hardest nut to crack, yeah. Honestly. It's so embedded in our society, this work harder mentality. And then for a while it was work smarter, not harder. And, you know, what's smart at this point? What's hard at this? I don't know. I think one of the tenets of the work from home thing that's happening right now is the beginnings of this. It doesn't always have to be hard. It doesn't always have to be sacrificial. We are going to have to do things. Like, we can't loll in our pajamas and watch television all day, which actually does get boring after a while.
Yeah.
But
you have to find joy in what to do. And when you find purpose, like you help your clients as well, do it gets joyful instead of a sacrifice.
Agreed. Agreed.
Oh, Dalina, this sounds like an amazing thing. And I hope people are interested in joining. The links will be in the show notes, as always. And I know that they're going to get so much from you.
Yay. Thank you so much, Laish.
Thank you. Anything else that you want to share?
I'm just so happy to be here. And I am so in support of you. And if you guys haven't heard her Wahe Guru yet, oh my God, you're missing out. Made me cry the first time I heard it. It's so beautiful.
The next one is coming up this month, so I'll let you
know. Can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world with our light. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or you can tag me and share the goodness. And of course, if you wish to experience your own soul sounds, message me Soul Sound Sanctuary. These sessions are a sacred soul journey to the Temple of Ecstatic Dreams. where you can dive into the imaginal realm and express your sound current and the beauty of it. Can't wait to take you on this journey. Have a beautiful week.